Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, definitely have a confession that to me was a little funny, maybe also a little embarrassing. But do want to mention DJ Bieniemy reporting Nico Collins and Christian Kirk are not practicing today again.
That's what do you always say about the Friday practice?
They out. And actually, he said that as well in reporting it. He said, assume they'll be ruled out against the Niners.
Unless you Darius Stingley.
Yeah, that one was, again, that was kind of not misinformation, but not enough information. He ended up, when the media was there, wasn't present, but then ended up practicing that day. But these guys haven't practiced all week. So I'm guessing, and DNPs, you know, all week. So I'm guessing they're going to be
Yeah.
It's fair to say. Nick Caleb will get out here and scheme it up, right?
You're damn right. All right, here we go. So one of the ways I entertain myself.
Oh, boy. What are we about to learn about Lopez?
Yeah, you are. Is a lot of times when I get these spam calls or, you know, junk texts and such,
mm-hmm.
I actually answer them, but sarcastically. Like any political text I get, doesn't matter from where.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll go so far as to just text bleep off.
That's not sarcasm.
I've told you guys this in the past. And lo and behold, you know, the next text you get from them is you have successfully unsubscribed to from blah, 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 blah. So apparently that's in the algorithm. If you tell somebody in one of these junky texters to bleep off, that it's actually they will do it. Okay, so I got one this morning. And it said, are you free to talk now? You can call me.
That's real presumptuous.
And obviously, what would you think? That's junk. It was an unknown number.
Yeah.
It was like a 332 area code or something.
What the hell is 332?
I don't know.
We're about to find out.
So I answered. I texted back just to entertain myself.
Oh, I see where this is going.
I'm going to call your mama instead.
Classic. Well, if you were a little bit younger, you should have, well, just a little bit, because not a lot, but a little bit of younger, you'd have been like, would you like to call these?
Yeah, right. Well, I immediately got a text back. It wasn't, you have successfully unsubscribed.
Okay.
It was like, John, this is so-and-so from the, I'm actually going to speak at an event in a couple of weeks.
Nice.
So somebody gave him my number to kind of iron out some of the things I want to talk about.
In a wild turn of events.
Oh, man.
In a wild turn of events, John Lopez,
yeah.
I'm on your side here. How do you send a text and not announce yourself? The first time that you send a text to somebody?
Yeah.
Even if you do feel like your number is saved, mm-hmm. you still go, hey, what's up, man? It's Kenny.
Yes.
But just want to make sure we still good for whatever.
Right. So it's this, he's actually like a board member of this.
Oh, man.
This thing I'm speaking at.
How did you get out of this one?
I just said, explain. I'm sorry. But I said, I'm going to call your mama instead.
At least you say bleep off.
No, I didn't say that.
You should have leaned further into it and been like, all right, we could call, but is your mama going to be on the line? Because I still have business with her.
Oh, boy. That was hilarious. And he took it well.
Okay.
I'm
glad. Yeah. I'll say.
It's funny. I just got one during the show not that long ago. Mm. I ended up hitting delete and report as spam.
Yeah.
But somebody said, hey, just want to see if you talked to Kenny. I think it was Kenny.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what is this? Mm-hmm. Now, I have no idea. I just hit spam.
Kung Fu Kenny?
Sometimes most times I just report junk. But sometimes I just have some fun, you know.
Kenny May?
Yeah, I don't know.
332 is a Manhattan area code, by the way.
Okay.
Manhattan, New York.
Okay. Right. Big time.
The World Series starts tonight. Obviously, game one between Blue Jays and Dodgers. And that actually reminded me of a tweet that I saw last week while the ALCS was going off. And it was, you know, a baseball fan that said in all their years of watching sports, one thing they knew for sure is that they did not care about Ohtani, interestingly enough.
Mm-hmm.
And this was pretty much after Ohtani did the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't see a pitch, had zero interest watching this series. They said none of it moves them as a baseball fan. They didn't know why. And my confession is I simply cannot relate to that at all. That's what I'm here for sports for.
Absolutely.
Like, I guess some people might come for community or, you know, just like a level of civic pride. I am here to see people do incredible things. Like,
that's the whole reason you watch.
I have never made any bones about it. Like, I am here to see the incredible. All the other stuff that comes with it is interesting and fun or what have you. Well, actually, not all the other stuff because some of it is heartbreaking and sadness. However, I'm here to see people do incredible things. I could never see myself be in the circumstance where I'm like, an incredible thing is happening. You know what? Just don't care.
I'm good.
Just don't care.
How can you not be impressed by that, though? Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, I understand if it was like hitting for the cycle or something like that, it don't move you because it's a little different now. But, man, how could you not be impressed by that performance?
Exactly. No, 100%. And that's why you watch, like Reggie was talking about.
Right. Even if you hate the teams, like you might just hate watch it because something incredible is happening. But one of the things that I've loved, especially when I was like maybe in college and you just got nothing but free time, even though you think you're busy, you got nothing but free time, is just being on Twitter and seeing, yo, something is happening. Turn to ESPN.
Exactly.
I'm there immediately because I'm here to see it.
Sometimes I'd be there when if it's like a, I think, what was the pitch? The guy pitched against the Astros who damn should have had a no hitter.
Oh, the the guy I guaranteed would lose.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
At one point I was kind of rooting for him.
Exactly.
I'm like, man, this is probably one of the worst pitchers, and he about to grab a no hitter.
By the way, thanks for that. I'm gonna get you some more smelling salts just because you reminded me.
That's
of that
right.
Nonsense.
That's what that was.
Goodness gracious.
All about. Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I gotta confess, man, I've been enjoying these jokes from the whole NBA gambling thing so much, man. I done seen like 40 clips from The Sopranos. I done seen a clip from American Gangster, the movie. I done seen clips from Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm.
I've been enjoying this way too much, man.
A lot of Goodfellas.
People get so creative when it comes to scandals and stuff like this. and just finding the perfect movie clip or a TV show clip to go with it, man. I should not be enjoying this. And this is a serious matter.
Well, you say you shouldn't be enjoying it, but this is one of those life is weird, stranger than art type thing. Mm-hmm. Have you seen some of the nicknames from some of the documents that are on here?
Of the actual nicknames?
Yeah, some of the guys? Nicknames yeah. of some of the actual dudes that have been implicated in this.
I gotta hear
I seen one.
So there's a man named Shane Hennon who goes by Sugar. There's a Tony Goodson who goes by Black Tony. Thomas Gelardo, I'm guessing. Gelardo, something like that. He go by Juice. There is a Osman Hoti who is known as Albanian Bruce.
Albanian Bruce.
Nelson Alvarez goes by Spanish G. Amar Awade goes by Flapper Poker. I'm like, these are
that's the one I saw.
These are crazy names. Poker.
Which of those nicknames would you run away from the fastest?
Oh, it's definitely Albanian Bruce.
Albanian yeah. Bruce for me too.
Yeah,
Albanian Bruce. Yeah,
no, not right Bruce. Answer. Albanian Bruce.
Yeah, your nationality is in here, and they trying to say something about you. I don't know exactly I'm not staying long enough.
Or even Black Tony, man. Don't sleep on Black Tony.
Yeah. Albanian Bruce, though, I'd be like, yeah, no, I don't want any part of that.
And you know what? It's funny because I was going to say Black Tony, you might just have multiple Tonys. Are you trying to make the differentiation? I guess that could also be the case with Albanian Bruce. Like, we got Albanian Bruce and Italian Bruce or whatever. Like, maybe that's the way that came about. But something about Albanian Bruce sounds like he's breaking kneecaps or something.
How many Italians are named Bruce?
That was a thought that I had as soon as I started saying it. And I was like, well, we're here already.
Now, these ain't all Italians, though, right?
No.
Clearly not.
This Bruce could be just the...
There's the Albanian guy.
Yeah.
I would imagine. What wouldn't it be weird if he wasn't Albanian at all? This was just racism.
That would be even scarier.
They're like, you're from one of those places, Albanian Bruce, right?
That would be even scarier.
Hey, Fat Joe talked about that. Yeah. How he just named some dude Mongolian whatever.
Right.
And dude, I think he was just a white dude, I want to say.
He called him Mongolian?
Mongolian something. I forgot what it was.
Hey, that's the world. That's that world that is really affecting the NBA now.
Yeah, those are some great nicknames. But yeah, I've been enjoying these clips way too much, man.
Yeah, it has been fun. I like all the fans that say, oh, I found another one, and it's like a coach they want fired or something. You know, like, oh, Billy Napier. Well, he's fired.
But at FBI, you missed one.
Yeah, you missed
one. Or I think my favorite one, I think people start saying, hey, man, I think some people from John Carroll might be connected with this.
I'm surprised that you didn't tag Amy Adams Strunk in there.
We should.
You said we.
They don't need any help. She's already getting run out of there. Figuratively speaking.
I seen Nick Cayley at one of those poker games too, by the way.
Hey.
All right, I'm doing this confession knowing what's coming.
Oh Lord.
I know what's coming. Think I'm pulling for the Dodgers in the World Series.
Let's go Dodgers.
There it is.
Let's go Dodgers.
I do not consider myself a Dodgers fan. I don't really.
How could you not pull for the Blue Jays?
Yeah, so it's just bleep George Springer, huh? I see you.
That's why Miles Straw.
I be forgetting Miles Straw. My bad, big dog.
Look, that's why I'm confessing.
Low Profito.
That's why I'm confessing.
Wow, he hates the Astros. No, we just learned it. We figured it out. We got it.
No wonder you like the Dodgers.
We did it.
The Blue Jays is Astros North, pretty much.
That's why I'm confessing. I actually put it on the document. Like, the world, you know, especially in Houston, is cheering for the Blue Jays. And as I was typing that, I was like, I still want to see Ohtani, man. I want to see Ohtani get to the highest rung on the ladder and just, you know, do his thing.
713. This is crazy. And I think actually Figgy might have a joke, or not a joke, but a question that this matches. Someone said, Casario was out there. I know because I was there. So you just willing to implicate yourself on that as well. Fed time, huh, buddy? You ready for that? All right, those are your lunchtime confessions here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Football Friday. And I did say it's a Football Friday. So coming up next, one, stick around because there's a giveaway for tickets to the University of Houston game. Not this week, but next. But that's also important because it's time for Lopez's college football headline, the weekend that's coming in college football. What does Lopez have for you in the connective tissue realm? Let's talk about it next.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.